Kunst. Wir sagen Hallo zu Gesprächen mit Künstlern aus aller Welt. Der Kunst selbst und das alles mit und für Kinder, präsentiert von der Frau, die hinter all dem steckt. Willkommen beim Urban Art Kids Podcast mit Astrid Bassler
und Reza Sagedi.
Hallo, ich bin Astrid Bassler und ich führe euch in diesem wöchentlichen Podcast durch Gespräche mit internationalen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern, aber auch kunstnahen Personen. Und jetzt wünsche ich euch ganz viel Spaß beim nächsten Gespräch. Yes, hello everybody. Today we have Reza with us. He was part of the Love Without Borders exhibition in September last year that we did with Keira Martinez. She was here and showed some art of refugees which have been in Greece. She met them in the camps, in the refugee camps. And there were really some great arts there, and I'm so happy to have Reza today with us here in Berlin. Hi.
Hi, hello. It's a pleasure for me also to be here and talk to you about art and Kaira's project. Nice to meet you.
Yes. So Reza came to Greece in 2016. He has been for a really long time at the Moria camp, right?
Yeah, you're right. I was there for 16 months.
Wow, this is a really long time. I know that it has been recently again a lot of times in the news, but it's also, I think, important to hear a little bit, when you were there. And you told me before, we had a little chat before the podcast, that you also did some really great art teaching classes with kids. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about your experience there.
So when you are in good place and you are happy, 16 months, it's like one day. But when you are in bad place and bad conditions, this 16 months can become like 100 years. So it was a very difficult time. And I would like to talk something about Moria and then about the schools. So they made this camp for 2,000 people. But when I was there, we were something like 7,000 people. So you don't have bathroom, you don't have toilet, nothing. I remember after 6 months, I found the School of Peace and One Happy Family. They made one organization to helping the refugees. And then they had a school. And I started to be a Farsi teacher and art teacher about 14 months.
Wow, that's really, really nice. I think it's also probably important to have some distraction when you're there. As you said, that you're happy that you got that chance to meet those people and also teach the kids art. So maybe you can tell us a little bit how it was to give those classes to the kids.
Yes, of course. So from the beginning, I wasn't a painter and I had some experience about the colors, but I didn't painting. So I started as a Farsi teacher first. And then I remember when I started my painting, it wasn't like now because it was a beginning for me. We had three lessons first, one lesson for Afghan people and another for Surya and Kurdish. So I started to be teacher for all of them. I was teacher only as a Farsi translator there. It was very difficult to work with Arab people and Kurdish people because we doesn't know our language. So I did everything by my heart and it was very amazing for me.
So what did you do with them when they came to your class? Like, was it a weekly class? Did you do it on a daily basis? What was it about?
Yeah, so in the school we had the English lesson, we had the Farsi lesson, Kurdish lesson, mathematics and art. So I remember I had a box. In this box I had a lot of pencil color and notebook. So when I came to their school, all of them, they were very happy, shouting, "Wow, teacher Reza has come to our lesson." It was very amazing for me.
So to have an example, when you came to one class where you start drawing with them, did you tell them, okay, let's do today a certain subject, or they were just happy when you gave them the art material and they just started themselves to do their own projects?
I started to, because some of them, they doesn't have education, no school, nothing, especially some students from Kurdistan, Kurdish people. So I started to teach them how to drawing by pencil, black pencil after the first, and then use by watercolor or some another colors. And I remember, because we were in Lesbos, some refugees, they took asylum and to move to Athens, to another countries. So we started to make some notebooks for them to remember this school. And I shared to the students papers, to drawing for this special student to remember. It was very amazing for me. And I'm sure they have this, all of them, they have these notebooks.
Yeah, probably it was a special time also to have such a little special moment also probably for them in such a bad situation that they can just paint and be happy and be with you and do art, right?
Yes. So the many of them, they told me, "Teacher Reza, when we are here in the school, we cannot remember the camps, and we are very happy. We are not in the camp in this moment." Parents, they said, "We are very happy for our children." And they feel when they are coming to a school, they don't think they are living in camp, so they feel home. It was very amazing place.
Yeah, so they could have also like some kind of normal thing to do every day, right? Where to go and get distracted.
The manager of a school, they made a service for them, two buses. So they came by buses, and then we give it to them food, lunch, dinner, and it was very good for all of us. Also teachers, because the manager of a school, they used the refugees as a teacher for them. It was good for teachers and students together.
Yeah, it's a beautiful project. And I know you said we met through the project of Keira. When did you meet her first time?
I had a friend, Caroline, from UK in Lesbos. So she introduced me one art organization. It was Art Perspective Group. So she said to me, "When you will move Lesbos to Athens, you can join us." And then after, I think, 4 months, I moved to Athens, and I wrote something to Keira. "Hello, Keira, I'm Reza. I'm an artist. I would like to meet you and join to your group." So we made the appointment. And I was lucky in this day they had a meeting, art meeting. So we talked to them, and I said to her, I was art teacher in Lesbos, and she said to me, "If you can come to teach as a teacher to our group." So I was teacher 2 times for this organization. And after that, I had some art, and I started to make something. You know, something is growing up inside. I thought Keira can support me, and he was like, for first time, it was amazing. I feel I have a rock in my life, and I started to painting.
Yeah, that's really nice. You also told me before that you, back in Persia, you've been working as a calligraph, is that right?
Yes.
So you already have some origin with art, and but it obviously in a little bit different way than you now do your artwork. But maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. In Persia, I was, for beginning, I was calligraphy, and then I start to have a shop, something like making banner by brush and colors. And then after 2 years, I start to making sign maker. After that, I bought a laser machine, cutter, plotter. It was my professional job for 15 years. So I had some experience about art.
And then you started this really super bright, colorful art. Maybe you can tell us about the moment when you saw that you also want to do some more artistic, different art than calligraphy, right?
Yeah, my Persian calligraphy, it's very, it's nice. I can tell you I'm professional for Persian calligraphy. But for English, it was difficult. I can do something, but not like Farsi, Persian. And about the painting, because the watercolor material, it's much more cheaper than acrylic or oil. So I started in less was buy papers and watercolors. When I found Kyra, she said to me, I can give you the canvases and acrylic color brushes. So I thought maybe I can make some acrylic paintings. And I started to painting by acrylic and canvases by Kyra.
But how did you find your inspiration for this really special style that you have now? You have this really, I would say, pop art style that you have in your actual art, right? When was the moment that you decided, okay, I want to do this kind of art?
I think it was 15 months ago. I saw some amazing art in YouTube and internet. It was full colors. And I thought, Reza, maybe you can make some art like this style. And I don't had this materials for 3 months. Only I watched the movies and thinking about the shadows, light, start to drawing a portrait by myself. And then when I came to Germany last year, I think because I was far to this bad condition, and only I started to use the more red color and blue. And then I started to read some art books and many different styles, painter, old painter. And now I think I know my style now.
Just to give you an idea, I know we will definitely put a link on to the artwork of Reza so you can see it yourself. But it's really a colorful, bright canvas that you create. One of the first ones you created was about Che Guevara, right?
Yeah, it was the first time, yeah.
And then you had also one about Marilyn Monroe, which is really beautiful. And lately you've been painting something also about Berlin, right? When you arrived here
a while ago? Yes, it's concept politic paintings. It's about the war and some metro station here. Because I don't know Germany, but I think when you want to leave the metro, his metro said, Germans, please leave the train. I think something like this. And it's I doesn't like these sentences from German government, and I made this painting.
Okay, so it's one painting in particular you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and also I will make, because I love the Berlin, they have a nice country. Greetings to German people. And I will make some more paintings from some old buildings. Yes, I will make.
So we're really curious to see your future artwork here as well. And hopefully in Berlin, you also have a part of your family, which is also helping, right, to have some family here in a place, even so the other part is back in Persia. But I'm really happy that you came here and you're doing art, and we were able to show it in our show. It also traveled around other places because Kyra is doing art shows all over Europe and the US. It's really, she's been really doing over 100 art shows. It's amazing how much strength she has to organize that. And I think also some of your artwork traveled to places like the UK, right?
Yeah. So yes, you're right.
Hope to see some more work there, and some of it is still here in Berlin. So what would you say is a little bit like your project for this year, for 2020? What do you wish for this year?
So I want to tell something first about the Kairos project, and then... So when you are jobless and you are far to your home, you don't have any money, and making art, it's not possible because you need materials, you need colors, you need brushes, you need canvases and everything. So when I was in Greece, really Kaira helped me to live more, because art is everything for me in my life. So when she helped to me to making art, because I don't like to painting as a business or when you are free, you can make art by your heart. But when you have especially money problem, you should think about making money. So it can destroy your art. I don't have this feeling because Kaira project. I'm really happy to know Kaira, and really thank you.
Yeah, we also hope at a later point this year, Kaira told us that she'll be coming to Berlin. I will be really happy to talk to her about the project. But I think it's also very important to hear the single stories behind, you know, of each artist, what they're going through, to what is happening, you know. I think it's very important to hear also some of the stories behind this project. I know it's a lot of artists. I saw all the artworks of the different artists we had here exposed, and we still had two more artists here in the gallery with two or three smaller artworks. But I think it's always important for the people out there to know what's the story behind what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm really happy that you've been here today, Reza, and told us, about your way, how you handle your daily life also, and to be doing art, but still really a great thing. It's a beautiful thing to get distracted. But as you said, it's also not easy to be an artist under pressure. Nobody can be creative under pressure. That's not working. And so it's great that you have such projects like Love Without Borders, which are supporting artists to focus on working and doing their artwork.
Yes. Now I have a better condition, and I'm trying to making some more arts. And nicer, I hope.
So it's been always nice. Come on, Reza.
Thank you so much. And this is my vision, to have my own exhibition in some special place like Berlin, like London, like Geneva, I don't know where. But I hope to have a good exhibition in this year. This is my wish now.
That's a nice one. We cross our fingers. And if anybody of you hears and of any art space where you can do expose Reza's artwork, please come to us and contact us. It would be nice to see your work in a place here in Europe or in the US to be exposed as an art exhibition for you. So thank you so much, Reza, for being here today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, everybody, just to let you know, next week we will be with Anna Wright, and until then, thanks for listening to us, and talk to you next week. Bye.
Hey, hey, danke, danke, ihr Lieben. Die Reise geht weiter, und schon freuen wir uns auf die nächste Woche. Bis dahin wünschen wir euch eine schöne Zeit. Wir verabschieden uns mit der Bitte um viele Likes, Weiterleitungen und sonstigen Applaus für unseren Podcast. Dankeschön.